In Italy, if you smoke and then flick that cigarette butt on the street, you now risk a $300 fine. New laws take effect this week aimed at curbing Italy's love of smoking. But then, Italians have been known not to strictly obey laws they find inconvenient. So to check on how enforcement of this one is going, we called Salvatore Barberi in Rome. He is a native Roman and tour guide there. And Salvatore, buongiorno.
Buongiorno. How are you?
I'm well. I have to start by confessing that what I am is extremely jealous, because you are walking through the Piazza Navona, which is one of the loveliest piazzas in Rome. Tell us what you can see.
Well, you know, I can see a few people around. Now we have all these native people drinking an espresso because they need to wake up. And probably also, you know, smoking a cigarette, some of them.
And can you tell, as they're finishing their cigarettes, what they're doing? Are they flicking them onto the street?
That's the problem, you know. There will be some polite, they will carry these sort of portable containers, and they will put it in there. But most of them, they're going to throw it on the streets. Probably they have been always doing that, and they will keep on doing that until they will catch them, they will give the first fine, and maybe they will think two or three times before doing again.
You say maybe they'll get fined. So I have to ask, have you actually seen any policemen out stopping people and issuing tickets for this?
Not yet. Not yet, because, you know, I think that people don't take these problems as an issue, you know. I mean, I used to be a smoker, and I can tell you that I was smoking, but not on the street. I think that this is another of the problems, you know, because sometimes you go around and you see these sort of macho men with the cigar in their mouth.
Salvatore, when you spend a lot of time walking through the streets of Rome as a tour guide, leading people around, are cigarette butts a big problem on the streets?
Recently, since things have been changing in town, because, you know, we have a new mayor, seems that they are much better. You know, right now, I'm just walking in the middle of the Piazza Navona, and I have to say that I'm looking around and I don't see many cigarettes on the ground. Now, I don't know if probably someone told them that we were talking this morning and they might have been coming and cleaning, but I'm counting now and I see probably 5-6 cigarettes.
Not too bad for a big piazza.
Yeah.
Well, last thing, Salvatore, I mentioned at the beginning that Italians are known for finding ways to get around laws that they don't find convenient. Do you think that will be true in this case?
Well, let's say this. Even this is changing, but you are perfectly right. I mean, the Italians don't like to follow too many rules. Then I have also had to say that I've seen a lot of foreigners throwing plastic bottles in the spots that they used not to throw them away. So I think that is part of the human nature, you know. Sometimes you have rules and you want to break it.
Well, thank you so much, Salvatore.
Prego. My pleasure.
That's Roman tour guide Salvatore Barberi updating us on how Italy's new anti-smoking laws are taking hold or not.